Today's daf is Erev in Daf Samach Aleph, and we are 16 lines from the bottom of Daf Samach Amid Beis, the two dots, Mashe Niskar Hu Mafse. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refua Shalema, for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza, Avadia Ben Miriam Leah, and Chaya Shoshana Tova Bas Esther. Today's daf is also being learned, Le'ilui Nishmas Daniel Yoel Ben Harav Yaakov Manis. So we learned the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Samach Amud Aleph, which discussed somebody that placed his Erev outside of his house, outside of the city. The Mishnah said, if somebody places an Erev one amma in one direction of his city, what's going to emerge is that he is going to lose one amma in the opposite direction. What's the svara? A person's tchum, assuming he lives in a house which is inside a city, is measured not based on where he is, not even based on where his house is, but rather based on his city. So from the outside of the city, according to Rav Meir, you even get Iburi Shalir, you would measure 2,000 amas in every direction, and that would essentially be this person's tchum. What happens if the person decides he wants to make an Erev Tchumen, he wants to make an Erev Tchumen to the east of the city, and he placed the Erev one amma to the Mizrach of his city? So what he would now get is Alpayim amma l'chol ruach, but not from the city, but from one amma away from the city. Now, the truth is, if that were to be the case, then you can argue that the difference between what his Erev was and what his Erev is going to be quite significant. Because until now, his Mokum Shvisa was his city. If it was his city, the entire city was treated like Dalad Amis, the way an area that's Mokum Mechitzis is always treated with regards to the laws of Tchumen. He now has Alpayim Amo L'chol Ruach from the Mechitzis of his city. If, however, now that he placed the Erev outside the city, even though he placed it only one Amo, but the point is that the Mokum Shvisa is no longer in an area that's Mukaf Mechitzais. I mean that it's not in an area that's Mukaf Mechitzais. He doesn't get Alpayim Amma from the city, but he gets Alpayim Amma from that one Amma that's outside the city. Which means that, assuming the city is very large, let's say it's 5,000 Ammas large, so it comes out that the Nafgemina between what the Tchum was and what the Tchum is going to be right now could be a tremendous Nafgemina. But the Mishnah says very clearly that that's not the way it works. The Mishnah says that the way it works is that a person that places his tchum one amma outside the city, all he's going to lose is one amma. So how does that work? The Teretz says, because we look at the entire city again as being an area of Dalet Amas. And just like the city, when you're kind of Shvisa inside the city, is viewed as Dalet Amas, the same is going to be true if you put an Erev outside the city, and now the city is within the Alpayim Amma from your new Mokum Shvisa. We're not going to measure the distance of the entire city and tack that on to your Cheshbon of Alpayim Amma, but rather the entire city is only going to count as Dalet Amas. So essentially, the city doesn't really count, or maybe it counts as Dalet Amas, which is a big discussion in the Rishonim. But the point is that we don't start measuring into the city, but rather the city gets absorbed, it gets treated as if it's Dalet Amas. So if the Erev was placed one Amma to the east of the city, so what's going to happen is that you're just going to end up losing one amma to the west of the city, regardless, says the Gemara. Masha Niskar Hu Mafse. Is that true? Masha Niskar Vesulai Vatanya, we learned to the Brisa, Noisin Nisir Ruvi B'Teich Ibur Shalir. If somebody places his Erev within the Ibur Shalir, within 70 and 2/3 amas of the city, Liyasa B'Lei Klum, it doesn't do anything, because placing an Erev within the Ibur Shalir is the same as placing the Erev in the city itself. Nothing chutz Ibur Shalir. If somebody would place it outside the Ibur Shalir, I feel like Amachas, even if he only placed one Amma outside the Ibur Shalir, Mistakarois Amma, so he's going to be able to walk an extra Amma in the direction that he put his Erev, Umafsid as Kol Er Kula, but as relates to the city itself, that he's going to lose completely. Because had he been spending Shabbos in the city, then the entire city would be treated like Dalet Amas. It'd be treated like one Makom. But being that he's not spending Shabbos in the city, now he's spending Shabbos outside the city, so he has to count 2,000 Amas from where he's spending Shabbos. If the 2,000 Amas that he's counting ends up infringing upon the city itself, so then he's going to end up not having nearly as much space because he may end up getting only up until half the city. The point is, what you do is you measure from the Makom Shvisa up until Alpayim Amah, regardless of where the Alpayim Amah ends, and you don't get the entire city to be treated as Dalet Amos, which is a blatant contradiction to the Halacha in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, it's before that when you're counting a Tchum, if you encroach upon a city, the entire city is treated like Dalet Amos. From the Brice, you see, it's not that way. If you're measuring a Tchum, and you come to a city, you come to an area that's Mukaf Mechitzas, so the Halacha is that you don't treat the entire Mukaf Mechitzas as if it's Dalet Amos, but rather, if the city was 4,000 Amos, for example, you'd count up until 2,000 Amos, wherever the city is. The point is, it seems to be a stira. So the Gemara says, like Kasha, Kansha Kolsa Midase B'chatzio Ir, Kansha Kolsa Midase B'soifir. There's a nafgemina between if the city is completely inside the Tchum, or if the Alpayim Amah, the Tchum ends somewhere at the midpoint of the city. Says the Gemara, could Rav Idi. And the precedence to say such a chilek is Rav Idi. Dam Rav Idi, Rav Idi said, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, hayu moide duba, if somebody was measuring his Tchum, because he doesn't bechatzi ir, and the 2,000 Amos ended in the middle of a city, ain't le'el lechatzi ir, so he gets credit for half the city. Kosim idasa b'soifir, if the 2,000 Amos ended at the end of the city, meaning it went across the city, and the entire city was within the Tchum, nasis le'el kula kedalat Amos. Then we look at the entire city as if it's Dalet Amos, umashlimin lo yasashar. And then he makes up the difference. So the entire city, no matter how long it is, gets treated like Dalet Amos. And then afterwards, you could be mashlim the difference. Amar Rav Idi said, on this halacha, ein elu elu divrei nevius. That as far as I'm concerned, this is divrei nevius, meaning I don't understand the svara. Mali kolsa b'chatzi yo'ir, mali kolsa b'soifir. What's the difference if the entire city is submerged within the Alpayim Amah, or if not the entire city is submerged within the Alpayim Amah, with regards to where it's completely submerged in the Alpayim Amah, we treat the city as if it's Dalet Amos. Where it's not completely in the Alpayim Amah ends somewhere in the middle of the city, then we don't treat it as if it's Dalet Amos. Regardless, what you see, however, from what Rav Idi said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, is that when it comes to measuring a Tchum, and now within the Alpayim Amah you have a city, how do you look at the city? Do you look at the city being that it's surrounded by mechitzas as if it's a makim of Dalet Amos? Or you don't look at it as if it's a makim of Dalet Amos, but rather every amah of the city counts as an amah towards your tchum. And wherever the 2,000 amahs is going to end, that's essentially where your tchum is going to end. What does it depend on? It depends on whether the entire city is within the tchum, or only part of the city is within the tchum. If it's kolsa b'chatzi yo'ir, if the city ends, or the tchum ends, somewhere in middle of the city, so then you don't treat the city as if it's Dalet Amos, but rather you treat it amah for amah. If, however, the entire city is within the Tchum, then you're going to look at the city as if it's Dalet Amos. Either way, that's the teretz to the stira. From the Mishnah, it sounds like you look at the entire city as if it's a makim of Dalet Amos. Masha Niskar, who maps it? You put the air of one amah to the east of the city, all you end up losing is one amah to the west. What do you mean? You lose the whole city. Till now, your makom shvisa was the city. Now it's an amah outside the city. So now you have to start counting 2,000 amahs into the city, and that's where you're going to end up being. Why are you looking at the city as if it doesn't exist? The teretz is because it's talking about where the entire city was within Alpayim Amah. The Braisa that says that no, that you have to start counting 2,000 Amos within the city itself, that's talking about where it was like, where it was Kolsa B'chatzi Yo'ir. If you don't have the entire city within the Alpayim Amah, so then the halacha is going to be different. But Rav Idi commented, and Rav Idi said that even though I was Mekabalist, I have a Mesoira to this rule from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, but ain elu elu divrei nevius. To me, this is divrei nevius. I don't understand it, because mali kolsa b'chatzi yo'ir, mali kolsa b'soifer. It's a chilik. It answers the stira, but in terms of, is there any svara behind it? So Rav Idi said, ain elu elu divrei nevius, Rashi's lashon, ki misnabe mipi agvura. It's as if Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was saying nevua, she'ein noisin tam ledvarav, because l'chura, he wasn't giving any reason. Could be Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, we've spoken about this, the Megadim Chadashim talks about this. He was very tapped in. He had conversations with the Malachim, with the Malachamavas. He went into Gan Eden alive, the Gemara Masechtes Ksubas. So there's so many Gemaras about that. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi is someone that we could be Chayshin. Maybe he's saying Divrei Nevius. He was tapped in, even though he lived way after the Neviim Achroinim, Chagi Yischari Malachi lived. But at the same time, there was some element of Nevuah that Rabbi Shua ben Levi was tapped into. And maybe that's the depth of the comment. Amar Rav Idi, Ein Regardless, Amar Rava, so Rava told Ravidi that I don't understand why you're so taken aback by this halacha. Travayu tanini, both of these halachas are mafurish. Anche, where are they mafurish? And not only are they mafurish, they're mafurish in a Mishnah. So Rava is about to quote a Mishnah. The Mishnah that Rava is about to quote is the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Samach Aleph Amar Aleph. And as we're going to see, that there are two gersois, how you can learn the Mishnah on Daf Samach Aleph, and according to the two gersois, the Mishnayos are saying two completely different halachas. And the Gemara now, in the next 10, 15 lines, is going to discuss the two gersois in the Mishnah on Daf Samach Aleph. And in a sense, really, the Gemara is going to be mefarish a Mishnah that we're going to be learning later. But we'll go through it the way the Gemara presents it, and then afterwards when we see the next Mishnah, so hopefully we'll have a better understanding of what the Mishnah means. Regardless, so Rava said that Rav Idi, you're being metama, or Rav Yeshua ben Levi said, Ein elu elu divrei nevius, you hear the chilek, but it's kemisnabe bi agvurish, ein nois and tam ledvarev. I don't know why you're so taken aback. At the end of the day, these halachas are mefurish and mishnais. What's the Mishnah? Anche ir gedoylo, mahalchin es kol ir ketano, vein anche ir. What would be if you have two cities that were situated next to each other? One was a larger city, and the other one was a smaller city, meaning the smaller city was within alpayim amah of the larger city, but the larger city was not within alpayim amah of the smaller city. Now, it started within alpayim amah of the smaller city, but because it was so big, it wasn't completely submerged within the alpayim amah. So you have a small city, you have a large city. The entire small city is within the Tchum Shabbos of the larger city, but the entire large city is not within the Tchum Shabbos of the smaller city. So said Rava, Kefi, the Girsa that he presented of the Mishnah, that if that Ancha Ir Gedoyla, Mahalchen is called Ir Ketana. They can walk the entire Ir Ketana. They in Ancha Ir Ketana, Mahalchin as kol ir gedoyla, as opposed to the anchi ir ketana, they can't walk the entire ir gedoyla. And what's the depth of the meaning? The ir ketana, being that it's completely submerged by the ir gedoyla views the ir ketana as if it's a makom dalet ames. Whereas the ir gedoyla, being that it's not completely submerged within the tchum of the ir ketana, so the people of the ir ketana can't view the entire ir gedoyla as if it's merely dalet ames. So Rava said, "My time, lav mishum nahani kolsim idosim bechatzo ir, vani kolsim idosim besoifo ir." This is mamish Rabbi Shua ben Levi's halacha. So Rava told Rabbi, "I don't understand why you're so taken aback. I understand it's a chiddush." But at the end of the day, it's a mefurish halacha. You see clearly that a city that's completely within another city's tchum is treated like dalet ames. A city that's only partially within a city's tchum is not treated like dalet ames, which is exactly what Rav Idi said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi to be miyashiv the stira between our Mishnah and the Braisa. And Rav Idi said, what's going on over here? Ein elo elo divrei nevius, kimisnavi piagvurish, ein nois and tam ledvar. Rav said, vas vilsta? Travayu tanini. This is a mafurish mission. It's the next mission that we're going to learn. And Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says Ravidi. So what did Ravidi hold? Oh, Ravidi had a different geras in the Mishnah. Ravidi anchi tani. Meaning Rava's geras was anchi ir gedoyla mahalchin es kol ir ketana. Ve'ein anchi ir ketana mahalchin es kol ir gedoyla. And Rava explained it the way he explained it. So the difference between the ir ketana and the ir gedoyla. Oh, must be because the ir ketana is completely within the tchum of the ir gedoyla. So the anchi ir gedoyla could walk through the entire ir ketana as if it's dalet ames. Whereas the anchi ir ketana can't walk through the entire Ir Gedoyla because being that it's Kolsa in middle of the city, Bechatzi Yoyer, so as a result, it's not treated like Dalet Ames. So they get up until Alpayim Amah Visulay. But Ravidi had a different Gersa. Ravidi's Gersa was that the people of the Ir Gedoyla could walk throughout the Ir Ketana, and the people of the Ir Ketana could walk throughout the entire Ir Gedoyla. Umaykim la Benoisein. And he had a different Akimta. The Akimta was where somebody made an Erev, and he placed the Erev in that city. That's what happened. Somebody placed an Erev, and he placed the Erev in the city. So someone lived in the Ir Gedoyla, decided he wants to place the Erev in the Ir Ketana. Someone lived in the Ir Ketana, he decided that he wants to place an Erev in the Ir Gedoyla. So the halacha is, the Ir Ketana and the Ir Gedoyla, being that it's an area that's mukaf mechitzas, if you place an Erev in a makam that's mukaf mechitzas, the entire area gets treated like a dalet ames. Avo moedei loy. But as it relates to Moedei Loy, that's not what the Mishnah was talking about. And being that's not what the Mishnah was talking about, so it has nothing to do with the halacha that we're discussing. So again, just to be clear, we're talking about where somebody was Koina Shvisa in point A. He has Alpayim Amah L'chol Ruach. He walked Alpayim Amah. His Alpayim Amah put him in the middle of a city. So if he goes through a city, the entire city is treated like Dalet Ames. This was Rabbi Shul ben Levi's Divrei Nevi'is. If, however, the Alpayim Amah ends in the middle of a city, then we don't treat the city as if it's a Makom of Dalet Amos. Even though it's the same city, and the city is Mukaf Mechitzos, and there is a concept in Tchumen that an area that's Mukaf Mechitzos is treated like Dalet Amos, but where it's Kolsa Midasai, where you're dealing with, I'm measuring my Alpayim Amah, and I embark upon a city, only if the entire city is with my Alpayim Amah, do we not care about the city. Doesn't matter how big it is, still it's going to be treated like Dalet Amos. Kolsa Midasai, the Chatzai there is going to be different. The way Rav Idi explained this next Mishnah, the Mishnah was talking about different halacha. It was talking about you were Koine Shvisa in a city. I was Koine Shvisa in a city. This is my Mokim Shvisa. I'm not measuring and it now is part of the area that I'm measuring. This is my mokum of Kinyan Shvisa. This is my mokum of Kinyan Shvisa, Ir Ketane, Ir Gedoyla, any area that's mokum of Mechitza is always going to be true like that. But the Gemara says, the law is this still true, Vatanan, that same Mishnah that we didn't learn yet. Again, it's a little backwards because we're being Mefarish a Mishnah that we're soon going to learn. If you look at the last line of the Mishnah on the bottom of the Amid, it says, Ulamayde Chamru, Noisin Le Alpayim Amo. That somebody's measuring his tchum, so you get 2,000 amos, and the Mishnah says, Shafilu soif midasai kala b'ma'ara. It sounds like even if the end of the midah is going to end up in middle of a city, even then you're going to have that halacha. Meaning, even if and here the Mishnah is talking clearly about someone that's measuring. We're not talking about what we were discussing before. We're talking clearly about how you're measuring, and still you see the halacha is that you end up getting the entire area treated like a makom dalet, meaning as it relates to the first part of the Mishnah. So there's different gersayos. Being that there's different gersayos, so you have no kasha, you have no raya from what the Mishnah said. But the last line of the Mishnah is mefurish. It says umoydei cha amru noisun loy alpayim amah. So it sounds clearly, Shafilu soif midasai kala bima'ara, you're not letting go weiter. So the Gemara says, soif ir, it's trichalei deloy tanan. It's true. That one half of what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said is mefurish. And where is it mefurish? It's mefurish in the last line of the Mishnah. But the other half of what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said is not mefurish, and that's the piece that Rav Idi didn't understand for Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and that's what he meant when he said that ein elu, elu divrei nevias, meaning the part of the Mishnah that says umoydei cha amru noisin lo alpayim amah. If somebody's measuring and he ends up coming into a city, all he gets is 2,000 amas. He doesn't treat the entire city as if it's a makom dal. That's before it's in the Mishnah. But the other path you don't see. You don't see that what would be if the entire city is submerged. So then you look at it as a makom dal al dalad. That was already Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's chiddush. That Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was mechalik between the two different cases, and that's where Ravidi commented what he said. Ein elu elu divrei nevias. So again, Ravidi said, "Ein elu divrei nevias." Rava came fighting away. Isn't it a mafurish a Mishnah? Isn't it mamish the first halacha in the Mishnah? So Ravidi said, "Yeah, if according to your girsa, Rava, it's mafurish in the Mishnah. I have a different girsa. According to my girsa, it's not mafurish. But what about the last line? Ulamayde cha'amur noisin alpayim amah shafilu soif midasei kala b'ma'ara. You see that if the 2,000 amas end in middle of a ma'ar, it ends in middle of an area that's mukav mechitzas. The halacha is that you don't treat the makam mukav mechitzas as that. Isn't that what Rabbi Shulman Levi said? He said, yeah, it's half of what Rabbi Shulman Levi said. Rabbi Shulman Levi said another half. And the chiddush is the two halves together. Each half I can live with, Rabbi Yehudi said. I just don't understand how the two things coexist. What's the difference if it's kalsam idasi or like kalsam idasi? That's the chelik that's divrei nevias. And that's why Rabbi Yehudi commented. So the bottom line is, the Gemara brought a Mishnah that we didn't learn yet, that we're going to see on the bottom of the Ovid. We have two gears in this Mishnah that we're going to see on the bottom of the oven. One girsa is inchi inchi, and the other girsa is inchi or ain't inchi. Said Rav Nachman, man de tani inchi loy mishtabish, u man de tani ain't inchi loy mishtabish. Both of these girsais work out, meaning you can live with both girsais. And just the Chaz Rava, what are the two girsais? So the Rava's girsa was, you have an ir gedayla next to an ir ketana. The Ir Ketana was completely within the Alpayim Amah of the Ir Gedayla. The Ir Gedayla is much bigger, so it's not completely within the Alpayim Amah of the Ir Ketana. So, Anche Ir Gedayla Mahalchin is called Ir Ketana. Why? They treat the entire Ir Ketana as if it's a Makom Dalet Amos, because if it's completely within the Alpayim Amah, we look at it as a Makom Dalet. Vein Anche Ir Ketana Mahalchin is called Ir Gedayla. Because being that it's Kosa Midasi B'chatzi Ir, it's not completely submerged within the Tchum, so it's for that reason you don't get the Alpayim Amah. So, you have Anche, and you have the Ein Anche. The Anche Ir Gedoyla are, yeah, they're Mahalchin, and the Anche Ir Ketana are not. Ravidi's Gersa was a different Gersa, a different Allah. It's talking about someone from the Ir Ketana decided he wants to be Koine Shvis in the Ir Gedoyla, and somebody from the Ir Gedoyla decided that he wants to be Koine Shvis in the Ir Ketana. So over there, the Halach is that each one of them can treat the other city as a makom dalet, because if you're kind of shvis and a makom that's mukav mechitzas, that area is treated like a makom dalet ladas. Rav Nachman said that when you read the rest of the Mishnah, it's
possible to make it work either way. And he explained, Man, the way Rav Idi had the girsa is like mishtabish, the Malkum Leben Noisein, it's talking about where you put the Erev in that other city. You put the Erev in the other city, it's surrounded by mechitzas, it's treated like a Malkum Dal. Man, the Tani, Einichi Le Mishtabish. And the one that said, Einichi is also Le Mishtabish, the Malkum Leben Moedin, it's talking about where your Erev is wherever you are, and you're just measuring your Apayimam. However, Rav Nachman said, that really, in order to understand, again, this is a little confusing because we keep on going back to a Mishnah that we didn't learn yet. But the way you would read the Mishnahs, you'd have to say, Chasurim Machsur Vahachitani. It's kedai to see the Mishnah just for 1 minute on the bottom of the So first of all, what's the girsa in the Mishnah? Anche. Right? Each one is anche. It's actually Rav Idi's girsa. Rava came from a girsa that, actually not the girsa we have in the Mishnah. We have Rav Idi's girsa. And then the Mishnah says, Keitza, Misha, you be'ir gedoylo, v'nosan is eruv v'ir ketano, or be'ir ketano, v'nosan is eruv v'ir gedoylo, mahalchen is kula v'chutzla, apay mama. So not only do we have anche the way Rav Idi had it, not the way Rava had it, but the Ketzad is very much Rav Idi's halacha, it's not Rava's halacha. So Rav Nachman said that if you want to have the girsa, not anchi, but rather ain anchi, I could live with that. But you're going to have to do a little bit of work on the Mishnah, because the Mishnah's Ketzad is talking to Rav Idi's girsa in the Mishnah. It's not talking to Rava's girsa in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says you have to say, V'chasure mechzor v'hachitani. Anchi ir gedoy l'mahalchin es kol ir ketano. V'ain anchi ir ketano mahalchin es kol ir gedoy lo. V'amed devarim amurim b'moided. Av ol b'ir gedoy lo v'nichas ruv v'ir ketano. V'ha y'bir ketano v'nichas ruv v'ir gedoy lo. Mahalich es kul v'chutz l'apayim amma. So the Ketzad is there, and the Ketzad is addressing Rav Idi's halacha, but there was a second halacha there, meaning the other halacha is Rava's halacha, then you have Rav Idi's halacha. Regardless, you're going to have no choice but to say, according to Rava, that Rav Idi's halacha is being mentioned in the Mishnah. It's just according to Rava, much longer Mishnah, v'chasurei mechzer v'hachitani. The bottom line is, Rava held that Rabbi Shua ben Levi's chilek was mefurish in the Mishnah, Rav Idi held that it wasn't mefurish in the Mishnah, and that's why Rav Idi said, ein elu ela divrei nevi'es. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, Amar Rami Barabba, in the name of Rami Barabba, Amar Rav Huna, in the name of Rav Huna. Irsha Yosef es hasfas anach. If you have a city that's on a cliff, im yesh lefaneo daka arba, if you have a daka, a mechitza that's 4 amas tall, moidel amesfas anach. Then when you measure the tchum, so you measure the tchum from the end of this cliff, meaning we look at this area where all these houses are as if they're one big city. The imlav, and if not, ain moidin la elami pesach beisa. That you can't measure from the edge of the city, but rather you have to measure each house individually. Meaning houses that are on a cliff are not really treated like a city, because this is not a makom kavua. People are going to fall. It's considered dangerous, and as a result, it can't be treated like a city. So if you want the area to have a kfius, it should have a chshivas of a city. It has to have at least on some level safe, but the people are going to be afraid for their life, so it doesn't get treated as a city. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya said, Daka arba amris amrit Allah. So Abaya told Rav Yosef, you're telling me that you have to have a daka that's 4 amis? Now we had the concept of a daka a few times in the previous dafin. So he said, Maishnah, we call daki da alma, da arba. Why is it different than all the other dakis and all the other mishnayas, where we had only, the daka always had to be 4 tvach, and here suddenly it has to be 4 amis. Amalei, so he told him, Hasam lib isa tash mishnah, hachab isa tash mishnah. When we had the daka previous, In the dafin, we were establishing a daka just to serve as a mechitza, as a siluk. That 4 tvachim is already enough. In the world of mechitza, is 4 tvachim is significant. A pesach has to be 4 tvachim. But as it relates to here, we're dealing with trying to make the place safe so that people aren't going to be afraid. For that, 4 tvachim won't be enough. For that, it's something that's going to have to be 4 amis. Amar Rav Yosef, mino aminala. What's my makar? That if you have a city that's on a cliff, if there's a daka, then we look at that city as if it's a city, and we measure the Alpayim Amar from the outskirts of the city. If there's no daka, however, we don't measure it as a city. We look at each house individually. So he said, the Tanya, he knows it from the following braisa. Hit the Rebbe, Shiu b'nei geder, yordan l'chamson, ve'ei b'nei chamson oin l'geder. So this was a maisa sh'aya kachaya, where Chazal had a Masaira that there were 2 cities. One city was called Geder, and the other city was called Chamson. And they were both on a cliff. Geder was higher, Chamson was lower. And Rebbe allowed the people from Geder to go to Chamson, but he didn't allow the people from Chamson to go to Geder. And people were a little bit confused. They couldn't figure out, based on the relative proximity between Chamson and Geder, what the svara behind this might have been. And as we're going to see, the Amiram discussed very much in detail what the underlying svar was. My time. So Rabbi Yosef said, you know what I think Pshat in this Maisa with Rabbi was? Lad mishum dahanu avedaka, dahanu loy avedaka. I think the reason is because the people in Geder, they made a daka. And because they made a daka, so that city of Geder was treated for Tchumen purposes like a city. Being that it was treated like a city, so you were able to go to the edge of the city, walk up high Mama, and you were able to end up being in Chamsin. But the people in Chamsin didn't make this daka. And because they didn't make the daka, so each person had to measure individually from his house, and being that they had to measure individually from this house, so not everybody was able to go together. The point is that being that it was on a cliff, whether we look at all the houses as a city or not, depends on whether you make a daka. So Rav Yosef said, "You know, Aminah, what's my makar to this halacha? The makar is the ma'aseh shahaya kachaya, the story that happened with Rav Yehuda Anasik. He also Rav Dimi Amar. Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. So he said, I heard a different version of what happened. You want to know pshat in that ma'aseh? Tatruge metatrig yelub negadol b'chamsin. The reason is because the people in Geder, they were dangerous people, and they used to torture the people in Chamsin. How so? Rashi, fourth wide line. Makin vahargin hayu b'nei gedol b'nei chamsin. They used to literally beat them. And Rashi says vahargin. They used to even kill them. My hitter. Okay, so what's up to do with anything? What's up to do with chumen? Because you know what the word, when the Rebbe was hit there, what he really meant to say was hiskin. He made a takana. And the takana was that the people of Geder are allowed to go to Chamsin, which is interesting because these are the aggressors. They're allowed to go to Chamsin, who were the victims. But the people in Chamsin were not allowed to go to Geder. And the reason he didn't let them go, the Gemara is going to explain all this, is because it was considered dangerous. So the Gemara says one thing at a time. And there's a lot that needs to be clarified. But first things first. Shabbos, why only on Shabbos? I mean, if it's dangerous, don't go on Tuesday. The Shechicha B'Shechra is because on Shabbos, this is already a time, Sakva D'Shasa Rigla, right? This is a time where people drink, they get a bissel sheker, and as a result, it's a dangerous time. So the Gemara says, okay, then why only the people in Chamsin not allowed to go to God? The people in God shouldn't be able to go to Chamsin either. So the Gemara says, Kalba B'Lei Masei Shev Shnin Lei Navach. A dog that's outside of his comfort zone can go 7 years without barking. I mean, these chevra were dangerous, but only when they were on their home turf. When they were on the road, not as much. Hashtanami metatrigu b'nei chamsa l'bnei gader. So Gemara says, why are you worried if I cared? Why aren't you worried that maybe the people of Chamsin, who are on their home turf, may decide they want to take revenge from the people of God? Gemara says, kuli ayla kaifalu. Yeah, maybe they would have preferred to, but it wasn't going to happen. So the bottom line is, these people from Geder, these were very, very dangerous people. Either way, that's what it was. This was not a tchumen shayla. From tchumen purposes, everybody could have gone everywhere. The issue was, his Rebbe wasn't hit there. Rebbe was hisking. And he made a takana, Arsur. You can't go there. Why can't you go there? Because it's dangerous. These are dangerous people. There's a lot of history there. Shabbos, they're drunk. They're on their home turf. Just stay away from there. Rav Safra had a different shot. He said, Ir huasuya kikeshes havoy. He said, Chamsin, this was the lower city. It was shaped like a keshes. Okay. Now, we need some more information. The case was where the distance between the two bottom parts of this keshes was more than 4,000 amas. And being that it was 4,000 amas or more, so we know we don't treat the keshes as being a city. And being that we don't treat it as being a city, right, we've had this halach of keshes already a few times, that even though there's a concept of a keshes where you draw the imaginary line on the bottom, but it's only if there's a certain distance, certain proximity between the top and the keshes and the imaginary line and the two sides of the keshes, otherwise you're not going to do that. Regardless, is being that there were parts of this keshes that were outside of Alpayim Amma to Gadar. So it was for that reason Rebbe didn't allow people to go from Chamsin to Keshes. Now, had the entire Chamsin been closed off and been treated like one city, then you would have measured not from where the houses actually were, which was on the Keshes part, but you would have been able to measure it from the imaginary line. And had you measured it from the imaginary line, then it would have been able to work. But the problem is it was not treated like one big city. And being that it wasn't treated like one big city, so it's for that reason you weren't able to do it. So this was Chamsin. Chamsin was shaped like this Keshes. And being that it was shaped like this Keshes, and it was in a way where there was more than 4,000 amas between the two sides of the Keshes, so you couldn't treat it like one city. As it relates to Geder, Geder was a regular city. And being that it was a regular city, so the people of Geder were allowed to go to Chamsin because they were able to go to the edge of their city and they were able to make it into Chamsin. It was just the people from Chamsin weren't able to go to the edge of their city to make it into Geder because Geder was a regular city, Chamsin wasn't a regular city. Even more simple. One of them was a larger city and one of them was a smaller city. And the case was that Geder was the larger city and Chamsin was the smaller city. Chamsin was completely within the Alpayim Amah of Geder. Geder was not completely within the Alpayim Amah of Chamsin. What's the halacha if you have an Ir Ketana and Ir Gedola next to each other? So if it's completely with it, submerged, so then it's treated like Dalet Amos. If not, it's not. So that was the cheshbon. The people from Chamsin were not allowed to go together because Geder was too big. So it was Kolsa Midase B'chatzei Ir, coming full circle with the previous part of the daf. And as a result, they had no way of walking through the entire city. Whereas being that Chamsin was a smaller city, the people from Geder were able to go through. That's why they were able to make it. Rav Dimi Bar Chinan, Rav Kahana, the Gemara says Masni Hachi. He had the girsa the way we just mentioned it. That Rav Safra said it was an Ir Asuya Kekeshes, and Rav Dimi Bar Chinan said it was. There were two cities next to each other. One was in Ir Gedolah and the other one was in Ir Ketana. Rav Tavyumi, however, was Masni Hachi. He had a different version in it. Rav Safra, Rav Dimi Bar Chinan, that not that they were saying two different pshatim, but not that we know which one said what. Meaning in the first Gerus of the Gemara, we know what Rav Safra said, we know what Rav Dimi Bar Chinana said. In the second Gerus of the Gemara, it was Rav Safra and Rav Dimi Bar Chinana that each said Abshat, Chadama Ir Asuri Kekeshes Avoy, Chadama Anche Ir Ketana, Anche Ir Gedol Avoy. We're not sure who said what. Regardless, the Gemara brought this story where there were two cities, they were along a cliff. One was higher than the other, the one on top was called Gader, the one on the bottom was called Chamsin. Rebbe was matter the people of Gader to go to Chamsin. He wasn't matter the people from Chamsin to go to Gader. This was a mystery amongst Amiram. No really understood this psak of Rebbe. And what emerged from the Gemara is there's four possibilities of what the pshat might have been. Could be the pshat is that being that it was along a cliff, Rav Yosef said you have to have a daka, you have to have something to partition you, so you know, someone that's afraid of heights. So to otherwise, it's not going to be treated like a city. Chamsin had it, Gadar didn't have it. Chamsin was treated like one big city, so the Alpayim Amah was from the edge of the area, as opposed to Chamsin wasn't. That's when you're able to go from Gadar to Chamsin, not the other way around. Another pshat to Gemara says it could be wasn't hit there. Rav Dimi came back, he reported a very novel understanding of what happened over here. It wasn't hit, this wasn't a Tchumen issue, it was a Hiskin. He said, just stay away from these guys. People from Gadar, they were a bunch of Shikarim, they were dangerous people. Shabbos, you don't want to go near them. Additionally, the Gemara brought another two pshatim. Could be Chamsin was an Ir Asuya Kekeshes, so it wasn't treated like one big city. Gadar was a regular city. Or it could be it was an Anche Ir Gedolah, an Anche Ir Ketana. Chamsin was completely submerged by Gadar, so therefore it was treated like one area of Dalet Amos, as opposed to Gadar wasn't completely submerged in Chamsin, so it wasn't treated like an area of Dalet Amos. Regardless, we learned a lot about the Mishnah that we're about to learn, and here we have the Mishnah. Anshe Ir Gedolah, Mahalchin is called Ir Ketana. If you have an Ir Gedolah, you have an Ir Ketana. They're right next to each other. So the people of the Ir Gedolah allowed to walk through the entire Ir Ketana. Anshe Ir Ketana, Mahalchin is called Ir Gedolah. Okay, so what's the case? Misha Hayyabi Ir Gedolah. If someone lived in an Ir Gedolah, Vanasa Nesiruva Bir Ketana, and he placed an Eir of an Ir Ketana. Bir Ketana, he lived in an Ir Ketana. Vanasa Nesiruva Bir Gedolah, and he placed his Eir of an Ir Gedolah. Mahalchin is called a Chutzla Payamamu. So the Allah is, he's allowed to walk through the entire area, meaning the entire area, being that a smoke of Machitzas, gets treated like one area of Dalet Amos, so he has 2,000 Amos to the outside of that area. This was one of two Girsais that the Gemara brought earlier in the daf. Rabbi Akiva says, Ein lo yelo mimokam me ruvei alpayim amo. Rabbi Akiva said that if somebody places an Erev, even if it's an area that's mukav mechitzos, he only has Dalet Amos. There's no halacha that if you put an Erev in a city, the entire city now becomes your makam. There's no such halacha. Rather, all you get is you get alpayim amo l'chol ruach from where you physically are. But from otherwise, the halacha is you don't get alpayim amo l'chol ruach. And again, it's a little bit of a chiddush because there is an idea that an area that's mukav mechitza is, as it relates to eruvah techumen, is treated like a makam dalet al dalet. Doesn't matter how big the area is. That's if you're being kind of shvis on such an area. If you place an, meaning you started your Shabbos there. If, however, you placed an Erev there, dear, that loch is going to be different. Says the Gemara, Amaleh Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva told him, aren't you moided if somebody would place an Erev in a Ma'ara, that the loch is he would only get Alpayim Amar from that place that he put it, and Ma'ar is a cave. So what's the difference? They told him, yeah, I agree with a cave, because a cave, nobody lives in a cave. And being that it's not a residential area, so then even though it's surrounded by mechitzas, it doesn't count. But any area that's residential and it's surrounded by mechitzas, that entire area is treated like Dalan Amis, and you can walk beyond it another 2,000 Amis. Says the Gemara Nimtza, what comes out then is Kal Toicha Me'al Gava. So anytime you have a ma'ara, the inside part of the cave is going to be more kuladig than what's on top of the cave. The inside part of the cave is surrounded by mechitzos, whereas, and maybe there are even people that live there. The top area for sure not. So the bottom line is, the underneath part of the ma'arad, yeah, that could be treated like a makom dalad al-dalad. But what's on top, where there's for sure nobody living there, that will never be treated like a makom dalad. Another halacha that we saw earlier, ulamoydei cha'amru, as it relates to measuring, noisen alpayim amah, you get alpayim amah, sha'afilu soif midasai kalabim ma'arad. The halacha is that even if the end of the mida, the end of the alpayim amah ends up in a ma'arad, you don't look at the entire ma'arad as if it's a makom of dalad al dalad, but rather up until where it ends, that's how far you can go. And again, this is because it was kosam midasa b'chatzah here. But if the entire ma'ara would have been submerged by the alpayim amah, that was what Bishua Malevi's chiddush was, is that you would look at the entire ma'ara as merely being a makam of dalad al dalad. Omer Rav Yehuda Amashmol. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Shavas b'ir chareva. If somebody spent Shabbos in an ir chareva, l'rabbanon, according to the Rabbanon, Mahalech Eskula V'chutzla Apayimam. So if you spend Shabbos in an Ir Chareva, so this is a city that's Chareva, meaning there's no people living there. So you treat that city that you spent the beginning of Shabbos in as an area of Dalet Amos. Additionally, V'chutzla Apayimam, you could walk 2,000 Amos in every direction. What if you put an Eruv in such a place? Then Ein Loi Mimokim Eruvoi Ela Apayimam. Then you only get 2,000 Amos from your Mokim Eruv. Rabbi Lazar said, Echad Shavas, the Echad Heiniach, Mahalech Eskula V'chutz La'apayimam. It doesn't matter if you physically spend Shabbos in a Ir Chareva, or if you put your Erev in an Ir Chareva, either way, the halacha is going to be the same. And that is, you treat that entire area as if it's an area of Dalet Amis, and you get beyond that another 2,000 Amis. Again, just to be clear, this is going to be the topic of the rest of the daf. So we're distinguishing between somebody that spent Shabbos in an area versus someone that put an Erev in an area. If you spend Shabbos in an area that's Mukaf Mechitzais, it doesn't matter if this area is settled or if this area is Chareva, it's desolate. It's somewhat in a state of destruction. Either way, the halacha is going to be the same. The entire area that you're spending Shabbos is treated like a makam of dalad al dalad. You get that area, plus v'chutzala, you can walk another 2,000 amas. The question is, what happens if you put your Erev in a makam of mechitzas, but this makam of mechitzas where you put your Erev is an ir chareva? So then already it's a shayla. The question is, do you look at that area as if it's a makam dalad al dalad, or do you not look at it as an area that's makam dalad? If you spend Shabbos in an ir chareva, yeah. But the question, if you put my Erev, I didn't spend Shabbos, I put my Erev there. Do I look at it as a Makom Dalet or do I not? So it's Machloik to Shmuel and Rebbe Loza. Shmuel said, Ein lami Makom Eruvei Ela Apayim Amo. Rebbe Loza said, no, that Mahalech is Kula, that entire area, even though it's an Ir Charevik, is treated like Dalet Amis, and V'chutz La Apayim Amo, you get another 2,000 Amos. Now, just to be clear, this is not the same machloikis as the machloikis Rabbi Kiva Chachamim that we had in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva Chachamim were arguing, even if the area is not Chareva, it's an area that's settled, it's al Tila Benuya. It doesn't matter. The halacha is going to appear, Rabbi Akiva holds, that you never get the area that's Mukav Mechitzos to be treated as a makam dalad al dalad in the world of tchumim. Chachamim hold you do. We're going all in the sheet of the chacham. We're not going in the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. We're going in the sheet of the chacham. We want to know where you place the area of a makam that's makam mechitzas. With the chachamim hold, usually that entire area is treated like dalad amas. What if that area is chareva? So according to Shmuel, if it's chareva, you don't get credit for it. According to Rabbi Lazar, echad shavas, echad eniach. The halacha always is, even if you put it in a place that's chareva, mahalech es kula v'chutz la apayim amah. Afraid to gemar meisvei. This seems to be a hint, a clue to this shayla from our mission. Amar Rabbi Akiva, what Rabbi Akiva tell the chacham in the mission? Yeah, the moedim be nice and seruvim be ma'aru, she'ein la b'makam ruvay ela apayim amah. Don't you agree with me that if somebody would put his erev in a ma'aru, you would only get apayim amah, meaning you can't walk the entire ma'aru. you get up high mama from where you place the Erev. Amaloy, they said, yeah, I agree with you. A masib is matcha imbadiyum. That's because nobody lives there. So what do you see from here? Ha be'imbadiyurim aydala. It's very clear that if there's no diyur, if nobody lives there, the chachamim aydala to Rabbi Kivu don't treat as a makam dalavada, which is the shita of Shmuel, which is a kash and Rabbi Lazar. So the Gemara says, my imbadiyurim in a ruyuladira. You have to say there's two different things. Rabbi Kivu is talking about a place where nobody can live. Shmuel and Rabbi Lazar were arguing where you have an area where people technically, theoretically can live. It's just azuva. It's charev in the sense that nobody's living there. If nobody could live there, it's not ruin ladira. So then I agree. That's for sure not going to be treated like a makam dalet al dalet. If, however, people can live there, just punk, nobody's living there. That's what Rabbi Lazar said a chiddush, that you would treat it like a makam dalet. Toshma, shavas be'ir. Somebody spends Shabbos in a city, afilu he gadol kantuch, even if it's as big as Antuchia, or b'maari spends Shabbos in a ma'ara, afilu he k'maara Tzidkiyahu Melech Yehuda, even if it's so big like the ma'ara of Tzidkiyahu Melech Yehuda, who was the last king during Bayis Rishon at the time of the Churban, mahalech es kula, so he can walk the entire area, v'chutz la'apayimam, meaning the entire area that he's spending Shabbos is treated like dalat amnis, and then he can go apayimam alachol ruach tani here during the ma'ara. Now we're equating a city to a ma'ara, ma'ar chareva ma'ara. Was probably Chareva. It's probably nobody living there. Meaning Chareva in the Shmuel and Rabbi Lazar sense. Not that it's any royal deer necessarily, but it's probably nobody there, right? Usually the population in caves is not high, so there's probably nobody there. After Chareva, it sounds like the city is also Chareva. Okay. Vishavasin, it sounds like if you spend Shabbos there, then you have the halacha, we treat it like a makom dalet. Aval hiniach loy. But if you would have placed an Erev there would be different. Nani. Now, who must the town of this price be? Ilim Rabbi Akiva. If it's Rabbi Akiva, Mayur Chareva. Doesn't even have to be Chareva. Afilu Yishev Anami. Even if it was settled, the halacha would be the same. Because anytime you put an Erev in an area, it's not treated like a makom dalet according to Rabbi Akiva. You always get alpayim amar from where you are. You don't look at the whole area that's mukav mechitzas being worn rishos. El Rabban. Obviously, we're going according to Rabban. The time of the Shavas. It sounds like the only reason the halacha is that we treat this area as a makom mechitzas is because you spent Shabbos there. Avolini achloi. But if you would have placed the Erev there, then it would work. This is a riot to Shmuel. It's a kashan Rabbi Lazar. So the Gemara says loy tema ir dumya de ma'ara. No, you're assuming that this area was chareva. Why? Because it says ir and it says ma'ara, and you're assuming that ir is dumya de ma'ara. Ela ema punk faket. Ema ma'ara dumya de ir. Ma'ir yesheva, af ma'ara yesheva. Just like the ir was yesheva, so too the ma'ara was yesheva. And if that's the case, Rabbi Akiva, you have to say that this price is going to Rabbi Akiva. Domar ein la mimakim eruve elo apayim ama ubeshavas moidi. Meaning it's beshavas, Rabbi Akiva's moida, that you treat the area like it's a makim dalet al dalet, but as it relates to if you place your Erev somewhere else, fakir, even if it's an area that's settled, even if it's a big city where people are living there, you never treat it like a makom dalet. This has nothing to do with Rabbi Lazar and Shmuel. To the contrary, this is Shitas Rabbi Akiva. The bottom line is Rabbi Akiva Shita. This is not a raya to Shmuel and Rabbi Lazar were arguing in the Chachamim Shita. This Tosefta is going to Shitas Rabbi Akiva. It has nothing to do with our discussion. But the Gemara says that how could you tell me that this ma'ara is talking about where it was settled? It says va'kamara sitkiyo k'tani. Sitkiyo's ma'ara wasn't settled. There was nobody living there. Elamai, we're talking about where it wasn't settled, which means we're going according to the chachamim, which means it's a raya to Shmuel, like not like Rabbi Lazar. The Gemara says no. Kamara sitkiyo, v'loy kamara sitkiyo. Kamara sitkiyo gedoyla, v'loy kamara sitkiyo dilu hasam chareva hacha yesheva. It was a shtickle like the ma'ara of sitkiyo in the sense that it was a very big ma'ara, but it wasn't mamish like the ma'ara of sitkiyo. Zok the Gemara. We finished the parak with one story. Mar Yehuda ashkechinu l'bnei Mavrachta the kamoisvi eruvai bebeknishta debe agoyva. Mar Yehuda saw the people of Mavrachta, they were making an Erev Tchumen, and they put the Erev Tchumen in the Neshul, in the Beis HaKnesses of Bei Agoyvar. Amar Luhus, Mar Yehuda told them, Govu Beit Fe, put it a little further into the Shul. Ki heikha delishu l'chut Fe. Because the further into the Shul you put it, the more space you're going to get. You want to go apayim amma to that ruach. So you put it deeper in the shul, you're going to end up gaining more space. Amalei Rava. So Rava told him, Palga, you're a chaylik on the chachamim. I don't know why you're saying that. Rashi says, Palga, chaylik al chachamim ata. If you look in the Maseres HaShas, that apparently this was something that Mar Yehuda often did. This wasn't the only time something like this happened. And he told him, when it comes to Erevin, nobody holds like Rabbi Akiva. Why not?
I thought Halacha Rabbi Akiva Mechavera. The Teretz is because Halacha Kedivri Ameko Be'erev Zok Rashi. I mean that Halacha Kedivri Ameko Be'erev. We don't pass on like Rabbi Akiva. What's the point? The point is the whole shul is treated like one makom of Dal and Amis. So if the whole shul is treated like one makom of Dal and Amis, doesn't matter where in the shul you end up putting the Erev, the Eri is always going to be treated like a makom Dalit. So the bottom line is we have a very yesoidist thing in Machloikis between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. If somebody puts an Erev in an area that's Mukav Mechitzas, so do we say that entire area that's Mukav Mechitzas, whether it's a city, it's a shul, that entire area that's Mukav Mechitzas suddenly becomes the Mukav of the Erev and you have Alpayim Amma L'chol Ruach of where the Erev is? Or is it Alpayim Amma from physically, not from the outskirts of the Mechitzas, but from where the Erev physically is? According to the Chachamim, an area that's Mukav Mechitzas, L'nyan Chumen, is always treated like a Mukav of Dal and Amis. So if you put your Erev in a shul, the entire shul is the Mukav Erev, and you get 2,000 Amis from the outside of the shul. According to Rabbi Akiva, no. Rabbi Akiva said that if it's not inside the shul, even if it's inside a area that's Mukav Mechitzas, you're only going to get Alpayim Amma from the place that the Erev physically is. We saw that in the event you have a place, you put it in an area that's Mukav Mechitzas, but it's not Roy Ladira, everybody would agree that the Alpayim Amma is from where the Erev physically is. We don't look at the Mechitzes as being the Makam of the Erev. What if you put it in an area that's Roy Ladira? However, there are no Diyorim. There happens to not be anybody living there right now. That was a Machlokes between Shmuel and Rabbi Lazar. Either way, on that note, Hadron Aloch, Ketzad Ma'abrim.